Hello, I'm Kenneth Copeland. Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
Senator, we're talking about strength and the things that govern strength. So, now you come to this physical body. The same laws and rules apply. It has to be fed correctly. Did it ever dawn on you that God put those food laws in there for a reason? Not to just for you to just glaze over and say, well, we're in the New Testament. We can eat anything we want to, yeah, and it'll kill you in the New Testament just same as it would in the old. Most people just don't pay attention to it. Just eat whatever passes in front of you. And then no exercise. Now, I have every right in the world to preach this. Because God got on me, and you know what my job is. He gets on me, and I get on you. Amen. Brother Copeland, you're stepping on my toes. Well, move your feet. Now, see, these things are spiritual laws, intellectual laws, and physical laws. And they work. Like I said, every living thing requires nourishment. Let's look now at Isaiah chapter 40. Like one man said, if this don't set you on fire, your wood's wet. Isaiah 40. 29. Let's read the 28th first. Hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary. There's no searching of his understanding. He gives power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary. The young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait, they that hope, expect, and trust upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall get on their treadmill and walk and not faint. That's on my vision board in my exercise room. Strength. The first thing I had to do when I committed to the Lord, to Genesis 6:3, that became a mandate in my life. Now, I had to go back and put all three parts of me in shape. My spirit being, and I committed to him in the name of Jesus, I will get my spirit in the best spiritual condition in which it can be in. I will get my intellect and the soul part of me, my will, my mind, my emotions in the strongest intellectual condition I can be in. And I will get this physical body in the best physical condition I can be in. And I'm truly in the best physical condition I've ever been in my life. Now, when I was younger, I had more physical brute strength than I do now. But I was anything but in good physical condition. If you say something long enough for it to get down in your heart, it will control your life, because it'll come out your mouth. I was always overweight. I was overweight when I was playing football, and I just worked hard at it and got my speed up, used my weight. Always. When Gloria and I got married, I weighed 235 pounds. And I would say that was probably at least 40% body fat. I had to go to work. I had to go to work spiritually. I had to go to work mentally. And I had to go to work physically in order to carry out what the Lord called me to do. And I was so excited about getting into that exercise room. And man, I'm committed to this thing. And I have an A-frame there, and I pull the handles down and fixing to work on triceps. And I caught a hold of those things, and I had said this for so long, Bill. I said, God, I hate this. It came out my mouth. I slapped my hand over my mouth. I said, oh, God, forgive me. I love this. I love you. I'm committed to this. I physically felt that spirit leave my body. And I cannot wait to get in that workout room. I never thought I'd ever see the day. And here I am. I'll be 84 years old the first week next month. Thank you, but all you have to do is live one day at a time. You'll get there. You know? But now, my body fat percentage now is down around 12-13%. I didn't think I'd ever see that. Why? How did that come about? Spiritual strength is growing. And the joy of the Lord. I get so excited getting into that exercise room and I say, Lord, you sacrificed your body for mine. And now I'm sacrificing my body for yours. I get excited, James. Dear Lord, well, that's strength. Now the joy of the Lord is my strength. And it's brought endurance into my life. So, again, Nehemiah 8:10, the joy of the Lord is your strength. The testing of your faith works or produces endurance. Now, I want to read that from the Classic Amplified. Hang on, let me get where I need to be here. And I'm going to go over here to Mr. James. And consider it wholly joyful, my brethren, whenever you're enveloped in or encounter trials of any sort, or fall into various temptations. Be assured and understand that the trial and proving of your faith bring out endurance and steadfastness and patience. Let endurance, steadfastness, and patience have full play and do a thorough work, so that you may be people perfectly and fully developed with no defects, lacking nothing. If any of you is deficient in wisdom, let him ask of the living God, who gives to everyone liberally, ungrudgingly, without reproaching or fault finding, and it will be given him. Only it must be in faith that he asks, with no wavering or hesitating or doubting. For the one who wavers, hesitates, and doubts is like the billowing surge out at sea that is blown here and there. tossed by the wind. Truly, let not such a person imagine that he will receive anything he asks for from the Lord. Anything, not just wisdom, without faith. Without faith. Without faith. See what he's saying there? Faith has to enter into this whole situation. Now, what else? Let the weak say, I am strong. Let the weak say, I am strong. We shouldn't be calling things that are the way they are. Because you call things the way they are, there's nothing to change them. They just stay the way they are. But like God, who calls things that be not as though they were, God said, He said to Abram, I am El Shaddai. I am the God that's more than enough. El is God singular. Elohim is God plural. Elohim said and created the earth. God plural. Let us make man. Amen. So we're still talking about strength. Strength. He said to Abram, I have made you. I have made you a father of many nations. Well, of nations. From now on, you will not be Abram, you will be Abraham. The covenant name change took place right there. He injected his name in the middle of Abram and put Hashem in the center of his name. And his name was changed in blood covenant. That's where that came from. And since then, that was the first covenant of blood in the human family. Amen. Before that, it had been animals. Then it became the blood of man through circumcision. Then it became the blood of God in the blood of Jesus. But that covenant name change began right there.
Amen.
And that is still practiced today. Amen. So, and you know, you can't talk very long without getting back to covenant. It's the whole thing. Bible just simply means Holy Bible. There's a thing called a Shooter's Bible. There are other kinds of Bibles, or a bringing together of information. You can look up the actual word Bible and see what it means. But this is Holy Bible. And it is either the first covenant or you have the new covenant. But you Bible them together and you have covenants. Amen. The first one and the second one.
That's good.
And these in combination constitute strength.
Yes.
Amen. And power.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Now, in closing this tonight, it begins with personal strength, spirit, soul, and body. And then a marriage takes place. And on April the 13th, 1962, Gloria and I were married. And her name changed because of the covenant between the two of us. And this is where this all came from. Amen. Now it grows from personal, then it becomes two, and then we got born again, then we received the Spirit, then we got into the word of faith, and strength began to come. Then it becomes a family strength. Now then, a church then is a family, and the strength of that family is in the strength and all of the elements, spirit, soul, body, word, faith, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, goodness, meekness, kindness, and so forth. But then, the church family needs to help take care of one another.
Yes.
And be strong for one another. And the church family needs to get out of the pew and begin to go out and begin to do what religious people think the pastor ought to be doing all of it.
Yes, sir.
Well, if he has to do all of it, if the church gets any size, you kill him. The congregation, the family needs to be ministering to one another. And the little children that come in, I'm talking about spiritual children, they get born again here. They have to learn, but then, I mean, some of you old brothers and old sisters, hallelujah, that's old in the Lord and strong in them, and help them. Get in there and help them. Don't criticize them. They're going to mess up just like you did. And don't just slough them off on somebody else. And this church gets strong and stronger and stronger. And then it begins to grow and get bigger and bigger. And then it turns into a nation. And of course, this is the most unique nation ever in the history of the world. And its family is sick. And hurting. And too much of the family doesn't care. Well, now, wait a minute. I don't see how you just stand up for this. Because I love this nation. She's in trouble right now. And I love her. I offered my life for her. They just didn't have a war while I was in there. And she's hurting. She's in trouble. But that's all right. Even in her worst, she's the best there is.
Amen.
And we hit bumps in the road and people say, well, it'll never be the same again. Well, that's what they said at the Civil War. It'll never be the same again.
That's right.
No. We'll just keep overcoming, glory to God, because we will keep believing and we will keep standing and we will keep working and we'll keep voting and we'll keep doing what it takes and we'll just keep getting stronger and keep overcoming 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 until we get out of here.
Take the word of faith wherever you go with the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine. Since 1973, KCM has delivered the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine worldwide. We're reaching nearly 400,000 people in 202 countries and territories on 5 continents. All absolutely free. Every magazine contains faith-building articles from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and other guest authors. Read encouraging stories from people like you in testimonies of real-life victory. Equip your kids with powerful tools for spiritual growth in Commander Kelly's Corner. With a variety of viewing formats available, sharing is easier than ever. Download a digital copy for your tablet or mobile device. Click on the interactive magazine option where you'll find bonus content, videos, and downloads. Sign up for your free monthly subscription or download your copy today at kcm.org.
You have a powerhouse of faith in your heart that the world needs you to release. When you turn your faith loose, not only will your life be changed, but everything and everyone you encounter.
I want you to understand something about the faith in the heart of a believer. I want you to understand something about the faith of Jesus that's burning in your bosom, burning to be fed, burning to be released. Glory to God, it has a fire in it. It has a fire in it. It has a fire in it.
Faith in the Heart of the Believer, a new CD by Kenneth Copeland, will help you receive the answers and outcomes that God promises you in His Word. Go beyond just confessing words into being fully persuaded by faith. Learn how to put faith into operation and help bring the resources, healing, and restoration you need. Be sure to request yours today. Request your free offer from Kenneth Copeland Ministries today. These resources will help guide you in further understanding God's Word. Go to kcm.org/TV special or call us 800-600-7395. This offer is good for 60 days. Outside the United States, shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information. Be sure to request your free offer today.
Today is Palm Sunday, which of course you know is 1 week before Resurrection Sunday. Now, how appropriate that today's message from Brother Copeland taught us about growing in strength. Listen, believer, you have gone from death to life because of Jesus. And right now you are moving from faith to faith, from glory to glory, maturing and gaining strength as a believer. But you've got to choose today to yield to the Holy Spirit in your life and continue growing in the things of God. And as you focus your spiritual growth, you will see increase in every part of your life, because you can't grow spiritually and not see results in your relationships, in your finances, in the health and strength of your body. Jesus himself said that everything in the kingdom of God starts with a seed, and every seed that is planted will grow and it will produce a harvest. And there is a measure right now of that seed faith on the inside of you. And as you tend to it, faith will grow and it will begin to change everything in you, everything around you. And that's why KCM would like to send you a free gift to help you further develop your faith. It's a series called Faith in the Heart of a Believer. It's a CD set by Kenneth Copeland. Listen, God created all of the universe by his faith that he released through his words. And then he put that same creative power, his own faith, inside every believer. And that powerhouse of faith in your heart is there just waiting to be released. So we want you to learn how to release that faith on the inside of you to receive God's promises, how to be free from sin, how to share God's goodness with everyone around you. Praise God. Just go to kcm.org to request your free CD series. Now, if you would like to have somebody pray with you over any situation that you're dealing with, whether it's something going on in your physical body or something that needs to be made well in relationships or in your finances, Kenneth Copeland Ministries has a prayer line that you can call. They have licensed and trained prayer ministers who are ready right now to pray with you in faith and help you find the scriptures and the Word of God that cover your situation. We want you to call and become one of the thousands of testimonies that are coming into this place all the time about the good things that our good God is doing in people's lives all over the world. Listen, the victory that Jesus won has been given to you. Now find out how to walk in it. Listen, join us on the broadcast next week. Brother Copeland's going to be bringing an exciting resurrection broadcast. You don't want to miss this. Thanks for joining us today. We'll see you next time. Until then, remember that Jesus is Lord.
Today's Believer's Voice of Victory was brought to you by the partners and friends of Kenneth Copeland Ministries. To download or request a free copy of today's broadcast, go to kcm.org. 2021 is the year of the local church, a year of divine healing, divine health, divine prosperity, and divine recovery.
Find something life-giving on kcm.org, your study center for victory. View the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcasts on demand and study along with the daily broadcast notes, or download the audio podcasts to listen on the go. Watch prior KCM events for hours with truth going in your eyes and ears wherever you are. Get real help for real life problems. Follow our guide to believe, speak, pray, learn, and apply your way to results from your couch, desk, or kitchen table. Stay focused on truth by reading the devotional From Faith to Faith every day. Read interactive BVOV magazines and click to unlock more content in each issue. Get a faith boost from testimonies of real life success from people just like you. Find information on what partnership means and take advantage of the resources provided just for you. Read archives of Kenneth Copeland's partner letter and download free books from our bonus library. Over 50 titles available to read on your phone, computer, or e-reader. KCM.org meets you where you are.